tefillah da tachurban, tefillah da galus. Yerucham used to say with a galus get stylish. Yehuda Levi, one of the Rishonim, who wrote many theorem and it's his Moirim. And one of the shlichos that we say in Tisha B'Av, which he wrote, Eich Yerach Lasi, Acharo B'Shasrois. The lady felt so much the galus. He felt so much the churban. He saw so much how much we're missing. As Eich Yerach Lasi, how can I enjoy Acharo B'Shasrois? How can I enjoy eating or drinking when I see such a churban? And we hear this, and it makes us so ba'atvis. Today is already Ches V'Av. The Gemara Saitainis says that Ches V'Av has halacha of ki l'meisei muta l'fanav. The case that the Beit HaMikdash Kaviyachol is laying meis l'faneinu. And as Zayi Gepaskin and Shulchan Aruch, do we at all feel galus? Do we at all feel that today is Ches V'Av, that meisei muta l'faneinu? And the emerson, this Indian of feeling the galus, of feeling a churban, is an avodas hayayim for a gansiyar. But especially in these days, in day pashit, a day before Tisha B'Av, we have to start realizing and feeling the galus a little bit. The Gemara in Gittin, mi'achad ha'vi tzadikim kulei hai. If the people were such great tzadikim, so my tiny enosh, why would they punish me for the gewaltige churban? So the Gemara answers, Amalei Mishum Delei Aval Yisalayim. Because they weren't Misaval Yisalayim. Feeling a galus, feeling a churban is not a midas chassidus. It's a zach that Chas V'Shalom brings more churban and brings more tzar. The Chavetz Chaim brings a psikta, in his Kuntas Tavis, where you see where he brings a psikta, that Oma Kadosh Baruch Hu, L'yafa Asisim, he's talking to us B'nai Torah. You're sitting and learning the whole day, and you're busy, L'avayit HaShem, Yom HaValayla, and it's all fine and vile. Abba Zach, the psikta, Oma Kadosh Baruch Hu, L'yafa Asisim, it's not good what you're doing, Shechivavdim Es Torahsi, that you love my Torah, that you live in Torah. You don't worry about my malchus. You don't worry about galus. You don't think about geula. So I always wonder, my yasa haben zelo yechta. What do we do? How are we supposed to feel a galus? How are we supposed to cry about a galus if we don't even realize we're in galus? How are we supposed to cry about a churban habayis if we can't begin to picture what the bias looks like? How are we supposed to feel geula if we think we have a geula already? So I want to tell you an eitza yutza. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kuvdalit and the Medrin Echa and Paragalus Kuvdalit come out to the same thing there for Mumavura. So if the Gemara, there was somebody in the neighborhood of Amnamliel who lost her child, the child was killed. And she started crying at night. The tells the Gemara and the Medrash, so Rabbi Gamliel, who lived in her neighborhood, heard her crying. And he also started to cry. So the Gemara, he cried about the Churban, the Medrash says, Klar, he cried about the Churban Habayis, Ad Tenosu Rise Einav. Till, he cried so much till his eyelashes fell out. And the Zach is clear that it's Mr. Fashtein. She was crying about her tzara. So why did he start crying about Churban Habayis? We see Amo Al Tefrayim that when they hear somebody crying, they start crying right away. Hergis sick of people. My knee is barer. Amriya was not a hergis. Wasn't a guy hergis. And if he wanted to cry, so why was he crying about Churban Habayis? Why not about her tzara? So I'm going to tell you a story I heard from a gadol that I think answers this kasha. He said it's an emes ha'maisa. Somebody out of town, a rav out of town, told him this story. When he was a rav, he became a rav out of town. Two young people came to him, brothers, and they asked him a shayla. They weren't very from, and they asked him a shayla. their father was very, very sick. He had a machla. The doctor said, for sure, within 6 months, he's going to die. And these people were accountants by profession. And it was punked in the middle of summer. And they made a chesed, if he taka dies in 6 months from now, it's mamash going to be in the middle of tax season. So they asked the Rav, Shai, the rabbi, can we observe the shiva now? Now we have vacation, now we have work, we'll make the shiva now. And the Rav heard this, and he's thinking to himself, I shouldn't take this job. I knew I shouldn't go out of town, I hear what it's all about, and now I really see. What a shaila, and he was mamish, eating himself off from Agnes Nefesh. And then the father turns to the Rav and says, Rabbi, can I ask you a question also? And he's expecting the father to be moicha and to save a tutsuch. And the father turns to the Rav and says, Rabbi, if you allow them to sit shiva now, do I also have to sit shiva? And if I don't have to sit shiva, do I have to be Menachem Avil then? Because I'm the dead person, and I never heard of a dead person be Menachem Avil. And the emphasis is we laugh, and it's not very funny, but maybe we should try. Maybe we should try, because this is what Golus is all about. This is the Churban HaTayr that's all over the world, except for Mekaymus HaKadosis here and there a little bit, but this is what Yiddishkeit looks like. And when we hear this story, believe me, we shouldn't laugh. Believe me, we should try about Elban HaTayrah, about Churban HaTayrah, HaTayrah Chigri Sak. This is nothing of Tuzak out of town. This is a Shemesh, a Mashu. But do you know what's going on? Do you know that 97% of Yidden don't know they're Yidden? And when we hear this story, we should cry about Elban HaTayrah, Agantha Taganah. But do you know what else we should cry about? We should cry about the Churban. Because if we would have the Beis HaMikdash, if we would have the Bayis B'Vinyana, these things wouldn't happen. If we would see Asar Nisim B'chol Yayim, if we would have a Beis HaMikdash that's 10 Nisim every day, Gloyim, we wouldn't see something like this. The Goyim used to say, I could picture what it means in Achrayim, I could spell Zichva, I could imagine how a Rishon looks like, but I can't b'shum oifin picture what a Pashut a Yid in a Beis HaMikdash looks like. The Goyim, the Daiti, invented other Pashut. Can you imagine a Yid that lived in the time of the Bayis? How the Haibin he was. He saw 10 Nisim B'chol Yayim. Today we see Bali Tshuva movement, and there's so many Kirva Chaykim, and they try this and they try that. By me, I think the biggest Kirva Chaykim was the Beis HaMikdash. A Kaifa Bikr walked in and he saw Lefanov 10 Nisim happening every single day. Can't you picture what a beauty, what a Shenkite, what a Lichtikite Kaya so look like? The Gemara Chagiga that he says that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was Me'igir Rama, Lebira HaMikta. That doesn't only mean the bias, that means Klal Yisrael. That means the matzah we're in today is all a chelik and it's all a taitzah. And maybe all our tzaris is zicha because of that. Every tzar, begashmir, and kolskin, bekolskin, and ruchmir is all nichlal in the churban habayis. And I think that's what's on in the Medrash. Rav Gamliel heard a Yiddish gevein, and he realized it's not a gevein, that's churban, that's because of churban. And because of that, he remembered, you know why we're suffering, you know why we have tzar, you know why we have tzaris, it's churban habayis. And that's why when he saw the tzar, he cried for churban habayis, because every Yiddish kraft, every Yiddish gevein is because of the churban. And maybe if we can't feel the churban habayis mikdashenu, maybe we should cry about Churban Ameinu. Maybe we should cry about Churban of Chayenu, of our Leben. Maybe we should cry about Churban Tayraseinu. Maybe that's the Eitzah on Tisha B'Av, to sit down and look at the Kinnis. One Tzara Nachanan. That's all Churban, that's a Chaylik. If we can feel the Churban Habayis, let's feel our own Churban. Let's feel how much we lost because of this Churban. Me'yigra Rama Levira Mikta in every move on, in every Fashtand of the words. Chazal say, or Kun mentioned it the other day, that Eicha is the Oisiyas Ayeka. When a person looks around and he sees Ada Eicha, a Boisai, look around, not here, look around in any shtetl, chut from her shrag, and you'll see a Groisa Eicha, a Shrayadika Gevein of Eicha. When we see an Eicha, it's also the Oisiyas of Ayeka. A person has to ask himself, if there's such a big Eicha, Ayeka, where am I? What am I doing to end this Eicha? Vubin Ich! willing to end this terrible galus. This has to be the avodas hayoyim of the dantelev and of the frat these next 2 days. To feel the eicha and feel the ayeka, to start krechting eicha and start krechting ayeka. I want to pick one nekuda that lives in this ayeka. The Gemara in Yuma, that's Testament Bay, this Gemara we all know, but I think we learn it without a little hisbaininess, and we miss the whole point. The Gemara said the first bias, there was Mesunidik Gai Taveyas. Avodazara, Gilarayas, Yichazam, and the Gemara brings Maises and Sukkim on each one. Come to gain the Gemara and Frecha Kasa. Avol Migda Seinu, 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 Oiskim, Batayu, Uve Mitzvahis, Uve Gemilas Chasadim. In the second bias, they were Isaac and Torah and Mitzvahs and Gemilas Chasadim. So why did they make Chorus? That's a Meridika Kasa. That's a Meridika Kasa. They had Torah and Mitzvah. Halavai, we could say in ourselves they were Isaac and Torah and Mitzvah. And the Gemara is made it to see the Hasad of a Gemara that they were Isaac and Torah and Mitzvah. So why was it destroyed? And I want to make two different Nakuda. The Bach and the Taz and Simon and Zion and Arachayim say that the Gresham must of Zveikis and Torah is Eisik HaTorah, Ayin Tzom V'Timtzeh. And here the Gemara is telling us that they weren't Loimdei Torah. They were Eisikim B'Torah, they were Eisik B'Chol Nimei Navsam. They were Eisik in Chesed, not doing Chesed, they were Eisik. It was a Geseft. So the Kash is Garpleidik, so why was it Necherav? And the Gemara is Yeshinach HaKasa, which the Gemara about tongues later. The first bias was 70 years of Churban. And the second bias is Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. So what's the sibah, what's the reason for this Graysa Eicha, Frank the Gemara? So the Gemara says, with Meshahoysa was Sinat Chinam. There was Sinat Chinam. La Medcha, she skula Sinat Chinam, ki nagdimo la veres, avoy dezor, ki la roi, she shvich hazam. And we hear this Gemara so often, and we don't spell the Chinam, we often plea over here. Avada sinat chinam is a gefela chaveira of the kulei hai. Kulei hai, is it worse? Hayitachin, is it worse than avada zara gilayayis v'chazamim? And why such a churban la'ira? Even though they were oiskim ba'toyre b'mitzvah of gmiras chasadim. And it's not some a churban bayis or baisai. This sinat chinam is churban ameinu and churban toyreseinu and churban chayenu. It's all included. All the churban and all the tzar and yet the yiddish gvein from the zman habayis ad hayoyim hazeh lived in that chet from sinas chinam. And what's shot in that? How could that be worse than the gimel chamuris? But I have a different kasha. The gemara in Sabbath kuf mem pes mem beis is a very scary gemara and it's very hard to understand. The gemara says kol shachaveiro inenes al yodai ein machnisin oisai b'mechitzat shal kadosh baruch hu. The Seis says, if Reuven ba'avos Simon, and because of that, Reuven gets punished, so Simon is also punished. Because he was Chaver and Enes al Yodai. And the Gemara is this of Hashem. Enech and Ami is the. What is this? What is Tuvia Chatzah the Zigun Mangit? He did a chet to me, and because he gets punished, I get punished. And the Mepharshim stole the Chavakasa for Seitzah, and they say it doesn't mean Kipsuta, it means that if I know about it, and I'm not Meichel, or I daven need to get punished, then I get the Yoinis, Ashi Salam. But that's Vaitinis to Hashem. Enechinami, I'm not a tzaddik. Enechinami, I don't use that Gevaldige Mida of Mavirin al Midoisai. I don't forgive him, so I don't have that Maila of Mavirin al Midoisai. But to come to Chanoinis, the Kumbach and Ainish, I'm not Moichel Yenim. Yenim was never out. Why do I have to be Moichel him? The different Gemara is even more Pleiadic. The Gemara in Bava Kama, that's how the Gemara Omer Aleph. Omer Achanan, Ha Moichel Din Al Chaveroi, Hu Nenes Tchila. And the Gemara brings right from the Pasuk by Sarah. So it says, if I want Yenim to get punished because he hurt me terribly, I also get punished. But the Gemara's ending is very scary. So here's the Gemara. Oy loy litzoyik yaisim in hanitzak. So it says, Yenim didn't avla. He's the nitzak, and it's bad on him. But Ayi Laila Tzayek, the one that is Moshe Din Shemayim HaChaveray, he's worse off. And Shulchan Aruch and Chayesh Mishpat, Tav Chav Beis Paskins like this. That the one that wants the enemy to get punished is go worse than the one that does the Aveira. And here the same kasha. Okay, I'm not a tzaddik, I won't have a schus, but I should get punished? Tov Yechotzev is Zigud Mangit? And Taisus of Anar, you'll see Taisus brings a different shot. And the Chayrus Pashtus and Bar, why did Taisus say a different shot? Because this shot is after this Sverkite. Why am I punished? So I once had a machshava that I think could answer all these kashas. If somebody has often a Oigen, and he has an often a heart, he sometimes wonders himself, look what's doing in Eretz Yisrael today. Look at the matzis of Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Look in this year alone how much Yiddish tered and went because of the tzaras they have from Eretz. And this year and last year and how many and how every Yid in Eretz Yisrael lives in a pachad, some more than the others, but everybody knows there's a pachad. And it's on this door and it's all the mechamis and all the terrorist attacks. And every day a Yid knows that maybe Chas v'Shalom is going to be a tzara. And it's not only this door, it's a door before us, and it's a door that's mamish from Chases may have races. When the Zera Yishmol are always giving tzaras to Zera Vamitzik V'Yankiv. And it's not only the Arabs, it's Iraq, and it's Iran, all these, they're all a chedek of the Zera Yishmol. And we sometimes wonder, why do we deserve this? Why do we deserve all this Agmas Nefesh, all this tzara? And I'm Maimon Bamunis Shalem, I have no suffix, that if we wouldn't deserve it, we wouldn't have Kanshum Brekalim Shalem with Nefesh. Chazal tell us, we went through this many times, that nobody could give me a chut asar from tsar if I don't deserve it. So why for thousands of years do we lie these tsaris? Ad hayayim hazeh. I don't have Ruach HaKodesh. But I'm going to tell you the answer. The pasuk says in Parashat Lech Lecha, "Vatanef Sarai vatibrach mipaneha." That Sarai Menu was Ma'ana Hagar, and because of that, Hagar ran away. Zok the Ramban an Nifl dekevart hetzchein gut. Zok the Helig Ramban afanart Chata Imenu veinu hazeh. Unzer Mama Sarai did a chet, and I want to say very clearly, Halavai our mitzvahs should be like Sarah's Averis. Oh, but the Maestro Chazal tell us, whatever the Chut Sarah, there was a Chet. So if the Hevig Ramban, Chota Imenu V'inu Yazer. She did an Averis by giving Sarah to Hagar. The Gan Avram, he didn't do an Averis, but the Henichai Lassi came. He let her do this. V'shama Hashem El Anya, the Rebbeinu Shalom heard Hagar's Tefillah, her actually her Inui, V'nasan Lo Se'iya Pera Adam, that she should have children, Pera Adam, La'anois Zera Avram V'Sarai V'Chol Mina Hel Inev. Hafli V'Sela. Ad Kandas Maramban. So Taste Ramban is telling us the answer. Why do we have thousands of years of Agmas Nefesh? Why do we have pogroms and all these Tzaris and bombs and Mechamis and Tzaris and Papchodim and everything that goes on Eretz Yisrael? From then, Adayoyim Hazeh, because there was a chet of Inoy, because there was Epes Hatzar, because whatever the doctor's Zikha Chesben is, but the Torah HaKadosha felt that she did a chet of Einoas Yikud Shepherd Yenim, and because of that, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave them the Rishus, gave them the Yecholus La'anay Bechol Mina Inoy. And we, B'Shem Oifen, can't understand this Ramban. We can't begin to understand what is it supposed to mean. Because so what I shepherd Yenim, so what I heard Yenim, so it's an Aveda, it's a Tzar Vart. Oh, but by the Rebbeinu Shloim, it's thousands of years of Agmas Nefesh and Tzaris. That's what Inu is all about, that's what Einoas Devarim is all about. That's what we see from this Ramban. And I think this should be enough to give us a bissel atracht, what it means Einoas Devarim. what it means mitzay is ein nachayid. That a ganze doyers nach doyers are suffering because he was one meiser ini was mehr verstehen ist. Oh, but that's what it means, that's what it means to get trapped in somebody, when somebody hurts somebody. But I want to like to something. Because Be'emes Ramban's up in Chadushim, it's not a pagan of words, but I think it's the first Gemara of it. Again, it's a Gemara that we learn almost every year, and we get used to it. But again, you missed the point. The Gemara in Gittin, in the Sugi of Kamsa Bakamsa, speaks about the whole churban that went on in that time. It speaks about that whole Eicha and everything that goes into the Eicha. And after the Gemara describes a lot of its tzaris, we start to wonder, Ma zois osa likim lanu? Why do we deserve it? Why do we deserve such a geshichta, such a parasa, such an Eicha? And it's a good kasha. You know where's the kasha? The Gemara in Gittin, that's not Nun Zayin. Zot Gemara, Omer Rav Eliezer, Bayu Re'ei Kamigdayla Koycha Shal Busa. Look what it means, the Koycha of Busa, Mavayich HaNachayid. So they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Vakamsa, V'hichiv as Vesoy, V'sorach as Eicholoi. So Tate, you're wondering why, Lama, Ma, Zoyis, Osa, Likim, Manu, why do we have 2,000 years of Eicha? Why do we have Tzoris? Because that's Gedayla Koycha Shal Busa. And Reb Chaim Shulevitz used to talk with his spilus about this Gemara, and he would say the Gemara is telling you it's one person's busa. It's not against Klal Yisrael. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Bar Kamsa had busa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Bar Kamsa be Chorav the Bayis and made Semes and Golos. And it's not a chiddush what he said. It's Taitis Gemara. Bar Yu Re'ei Kam Gedayi Lut Koicha Shel Busa. Of whose busa? The Busa Bar Kamsa. Because Bayas Levai Zayn Nachamen is a Aveira, is a terrible thing, but by Rabbani Shloilem is 2,000 years of Golus. That's the difference. And I think that's the Maraban's Makar. It's all the same movement, it's all the same Yisoid. We could say this, Taviyachal, if anything the Rabbani Shloilem cannot be Yisoidal, Bishom, Oifin, Shabiyaylam, is Kamigdoyla Koycha Shabusa. Mitzayin Zayn Ochamen, Zos Kenech Mitzayvel Zayn. That's 2,000 years of Golos, and that's Doiris and Doiris of Tzoris from Zara Yishma. Because when you start up with another person, you're starting up with me. And that's Taviyachal, the Rabbani Shloilem cannot be Yisoidal, Bishom, Oifin. My Rebbe Zayn Gizun, the way he says over in the Chavetz Chaim, as the guest is in the Chesmos, and I've given lost the love, is thus lost in the Leben on a Chesmim. And sometimes, and maybe for Friday in these days, we have to start asking ourselves, are we living on a Chesmim? Are we talking on a Chesmim? Are we acting on a Chesmim? Do we realize how Magdalena Koycha Shel Busa, if it may say Mutala for Nainurei, in my Achshav Eimasai? If we see because of a word, it was a Churban of 2,000 years. If we see because of a word, it's Tzoris for Dayei Dayis. So when are we going to wake up? When are we start living with a Chesmin? And I don't want to say this, but if people come to me to say that, and I ask somebody, why? What's the matter? You don't look good. He says, because somebody else is bothering me, is Mitzayim me. So I think of all Yeshigans, didn't we have enough of this Koycha Shel Busa? How could does it pass to talk to B'nai Torah? No, it doesn't. But I hear it too often. His roommate gives him Tzoris. Negate Amen Sin Levin, Gival Gishrigan. What's with the Koycha Shel Busa? You learn the Gemara every year. Shouldn't this once and for all hit us what it means, Koycha Shel Busa? How could a person be made at Bishat Nefesh go and Mitzayin Achamen? It's 2,000 years of goals. It's not a verse. It's not Sama Inui. It's Tzoris L'Doyris from Zeri Yishmal. It's every bomb and every attack. Thus licked in Koycha Shel Busa. So when are we going to start living with a Chesbin? When are we going to start waking up to realize that this, the Rebbeinu Shloilem, cannot be Tzoriv HaKavayachal? The Sefer Chassidim was one of the Gdolei HaRishonim, Right, the beautiful lesson that we have to take to heart. In Simon Nun Dalet, Zokti Sefer Chassidim, Bezeh HaLashon. Eizah Huvit Sicha, She'ena Nikeres Le'inayim. Ve'oinis Godol Ma'oiz. And it's a gewaldig ge'oinis Ve'aveir Kala, by us, he means. Aber v'chamura hi l'mayla, Hu ha'busa. That busa, by us, it's a word, it's a joke. I didn't mean it, I'm just joking. That 2,000 years of Golis takes this to heart. What kind of aver it is? And Rabbi said, the Sefer Chassidim is a reason. We have to learn each word. The Sefer Chassidim is telling us three chedushim, which shouldn't be chedushim, but lamaisa they are. The first thing he's saying that it's not Samet Job, it's not Samet Shepa, it's Ratzicha. It's Ratzicha. Ezehi Ratzicha. And that chiddush number one, which is another pasuk. And what's the second chiddush? It's not stam a kleinikait. It's an oinis gadol and chamura hi lamaila. It's not stam a word. It's so chamur lamaila. And the main problem for the eyes, it's eden ikeres leinoyim. It looks like a garnish, a kleinikait. Like, what do I do wrong? Why can't you take a joke? Come on, I didn't mean it. But that's all included in Kamagdayla Kaychus Abusha. And I don't have to tell you, you know the Gemara also. What does it mean, Mitzicha? It's not a Guzma, it's not a Vezel. It's a Gemara Nun Chesim Bav Mitzia. Hamal Bnei Chaveri Beram Ki Vashoy Tech Damim. It's not a Vezel, it's a Gemara. A person, the Vayis Nachayna, that's Mitzicha. Taisus and Saita, it's a very modern Mishayla. Zafirah Mabeis Frek Taisus. We have Gimel Chamurais that it's Yared Valyavar. So why does it say this Aveya of Mal Bnei Chavei Beram, which is Ritzicha? Do you ever have Tikasa? Do we ever take the Gemara seriously? Do you ever think it's more than a joke or a zirus? And Taisus Teres is because it doesn't take the fairest in the Torah. So say Taisus Pas and Halacha Lemaisa is this Yared Valyavar. But then the owners of the same Mephuris. Taisus is my deep, but the main Yonis is Mephuris as I. The Halacha of the Maisa, it's Yoreg Val Yava to Mevayi somebody Verabim. It's the Dorim Psutim, it's Yishayinim, Rabbeinu Yain and Taisus. This is the Ritzicha that the Sefer Chassidim is talking about. It's not a joke, it's not a verse, it's not a Shavuot, it's Ritzicha, B'moy HaMuvan, it's Yoreg Val Yava. Do we live with this chesbin? Are we living with the chesbin? Are we talking with the chesbin? Do we realize Kamagdala Kaychus Abusha? And not a muscle, but it cost me a sick as un. I can hear myself sometimes. I'm sitting here, people sitting over here outside or on the court and the table, and one fella says something and makes a joke and everybody laughs. Except the one that was just mouthing Bnei Chaveri Berabim. And you could go away and say, listen, I don't understand. You were just Mal Bnei Chaveri Berabim. What's with you? So he looks to me like I'm the crazy one. I was just joking. Nobody took me seriously, and he's a chedin, and big deal. But Chazal types that to be Ritzicha. The Gemara types that to be Ki'ilu Shoyvich Damim. So who, what tells you to make a joke out of it? I once had a bach in Ashrag. He told me his father had a very nice dog. They used to ask kids, they used to make jokes, and the father said, why are you lying? They say, I'm not lying, I'm joking. So Vah says, no, don't say you're joking, say you're lying. When a person makes a joke, don't say you're kidding, say you're killing, because that's the emes. Because Ki'ilu Shoyvich Damim is Halacha in Rishonim. If we want to live with a chesbin, especially in these days, I think the chesbin zicha has to be the ikka of Kamagdayla Kayachas Abusha, what it means the Kayachas Abusha. But I want to ask one different Zach. Okay, we all understand how important it is and how chomer it is, but why Taki Idis Azai? Why is it that you pay them in a Shamayim on a Kayachas Abusha? Why of all Tayag Mitzvahs is this the seed of our Churban? Is this the seed of our Grace Eicha? I want to tell you a machshava I had, Be'ez Hashem. If we would ask any Ben Torah, any Yid B'chlal, if we would have to tie up the tachos of our lives, ties up in two words the ganze tayalas of our Leben as Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yankov. What would it be? I think we would all say the top is Ratzon Hashem. To do Ratzon Hashem, that's our Tug, that's our Nach, that's our Tziva Ega, that's the Rasba, that's burning the Masses, that's all the Chumras and all the Mitzvahs and all the Hidurim, and everything and anything is all the Ratzon Hashem. And every Shaila we have, what's the real, what's the underlying Yisrael of the Shaila? What's Ratzon Hashem? Should I go here? Should I not go here? Should I do this? And we are Mahada, our Leben, a Leben of Ratzon Hashem. And I once wondered to myself, if I would really know what the real Ratzon Hashem is, Avad every mitzvah is Ratzon Hashem. But what's the Ikka, the real, the emes of Ratzon Hashem? I would be a much better person. And I once found out the answer. I didn't have Dilo Yahu, but I found something that Eliyahu HaNavi himself said over. There's a Halik Sefer Tanit be'Eliyahu, was written by one of the Amirayim, Rav Onan, who had Dilo Eliyahu Taka. And each member that brings it is from Eliyahu HaNavi b'chvayda v'atmen. And in Perek Chav Ches, Rav Onan tells us from Eliyahu HaNavi the answer to our question, what is the real Ratzon Hashem? Say, Tanit be'Eliyahu, the end of Perek Chav Ches, v'zeh ha'lasin. V'kach omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Yisrael. Azoy v'ap t'yevistah. Klom chasati zove shevakish mikem. I gave you such a lichtige welt. Was felt me? And Chav Chaim learned that is, what was the chesaron by, what did the Chav Eivista still need after giving us such a lichtige welt? So if the Eivista alein, what is my real Ratzon Hashem? Was felt me of their welt? So to you oivim zeh zeh, but to you machadnin zeh zeh, but to you reyim zeh zeh. I want Avos Yisrael, I want Achdus. I want to worry about the enemy, the Koychas of Busha. I want you to worry about that. That's the real Ratzon Hashem. I know a lot of you are disappointed. That's the real Ratzon Hashem. That's a nice thing. It's a fine zach. But that's the only real Ratzon Hashem. What about everything else? Avos Yisrael, if you can't learn, if you can't think, then you have nothing else. You pick on Avos Yisrael. But that's the real Ratzon Hashem. And I think the head is very poshut. We see our beautiful veld. We see our Eretz and Meloya Teva V'yoseva. And you sometimes wonder, so what's the tachas of it all? Why did the Rebbeinu Shem create this world? Chazal types the pasuk, Oilom Chesed Yibana, the Rebbeinu Shem created the whole world to do chesed to the Nevroim, do chesed to people. That's the Rebbeinu Shem's tachlis, Kaviyachal, in making the veld, Lehetiv and B'yoseva, to do good to us. And the Emerson, every mitzvah is a zoy, v'dayti. Because the mitzvah says, Rakhatos Baruch Hu l'ha'al b'yizakas is Yisrael u'tzchar, l'fika chirbul entire mitzvah. Every mitzvah is an oifun that gets to be made of nachayiz. And if that's the whole tayalas of the veld, so that's the real Ratzon Hashem. That's the real Ratzon Shatiyu oyevim veld, because my whole oyevim u'malayi began to veld is for Klai Yisrael, is to be made, it is to be made to nachayiz. So I want you to do my Ratzon, because my Ratzon was also to see what even is there. That was my Ratzon in the Ganze Bria. And then this is a Ganze Smooth, I don't want to get into this now, but you see this Keseda, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Misava Kaviyachal, to do Chesed in Israel. And this should give us a lot of Esaias, a lot of Chizuk, instilling Zich on the Ratzon Hashem of Ahavas Chesed, of loving Chesed. But let's think for a minute a little further. Let's say a person goes and he doesn't do chesed. He goes ahead and he's mitzayin achayit. Can you imagine the tsar kaviyach by the Eibishter? Can you imagine the agmas nefesh the Eibishter kaviyach has? Icha gemachta ganze welt lehetev and b'yoysay. Icha gemachta welt oylem chesed yibane. And you go ahead and you do the fakirta. And you go ahead and you make Yenem and Admas Nefesh. A melech has a ben yachidol, and he wants to be made with him, so he goes and he himself, the chvoidei v'atmei, builds a palace so his ben yachidol can live in that palace. And when he puts down a brick and he turns around to get the next brick, kum dachevman and takes away the first brick. And everything the melech does, yenet dafaket. Is there a bigger chutzpah? Is there a bigger tzar? And that's the tzar of melech malchem and lochim. He made a whole veld, oilam u'malaya, lahetav and b'yaitav. And we go ahead and do the faketta. Can you imagine a bigger tzar? And you're wondering, I'm using the wrong word. How could I say that my son is mitzayer? Not true, the Maestro doesn't have tzar. So let me tell you a mission. The Mishnah Sanhedrin Mem Vav speaks about, and I want you to be oimed on this Mishnah, to see how much you could get out of the Mishnah. How much is Zairis in Merad Macharei to take out from the Pasuk of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about somebody who's Chayev Misa. He was Mekalla Sasem Chas V'Shalom. He's obviously a great Sarasa. And we would look at him and we'd say, Shagis, and we'd scream at him, and who knows what we'd do to such a mensch. And the Mishnah says there's a mitzvah of Tliya, to hang him up for everybody, my Yishmu V'Yiro. The Pasuk says, there's a law to leave him up epis longer than he should. Le'Solon of Lashi Aleit, he killed us with him Tali. Comes again the Heiliger Admeya, the Heiliger Tana, and he says a word. And it's not a word, it's a Mishnah. But the Heiliger Admeya, Omer Admeya, B'Shoah Sh'odah Messiah, when a person is having a tzar, Shchina Ma Lashin Le'Meres, what is the Shchina saying? Taitrashi, the Eza Lashin Hikrei Veles, Uminis Maidedes, what is the Rabbi Tam crying? What is he saying in his Gevein? Fred Yameya. Zot the Mishnah Vaita, Kolani Liroisi, Kolani Mizrayai. So Rashi's Mazda, Emes, the Gemara Vaita in Sanhedrin, Kemoi to Adam, Kriya Yaga, Va'oyev, Oymer, Oy, Roisi, Kavar Alai, Zroi, Kavar Alai. Behind him, Kolas, he's hiking the Pasuk, kill us, Oikim, Tali, what does Kolas, kill us mean? Kal, less, Ani, Kal, Ani, I have no Menucha, I have no rest, I have no Yishuv Adat. Look, that Mechal Hashem, he's hanging. He's in a bazillion. I can't get myself back to myself, Tavi Yaakov. I can't find Menucha. Look at that Rasha hanging. Please, discover. We're not talking about a tzaddik. We're talking about a Rasha that was Mechal Hashem, and he's not even alive. He doesn't even feel his star. Yet the Mishnah says that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is mitzayer. Fear that the Meravaita. In Cain, Hamakim, Mistaya, Aldamo, Serasayim, Vishkana, Sars, Mamais, a mace of Makal Hashem, Kal the Chayma, Aldamo, Shal Tadikim. That's the Mishnah Sanhedrin Mem Vav. This is the Sar Ashkina when somebody has Sar. Do we think like this when we give the enema Sar? Do we feel that the Shkina is crying right now? Kal Amy, Kal Leslie. That's the biggest tzara you could give the Shchina Kvei Yachol. You're doing Hefech Hatzayin in Yisbarach. And I ask you, if you hear this, how can a person go Mitzayah Yenim? When you Mitzayah Yenim, Rabbi, say you're not Mitzayah Yenim. You Mitzayah the Avis to Kvei Yachol. When you patch somebody in the punim, either Beviva or Bemaisa, you're patching the Avis to Kvei Yachol. And I'm not saying a Melitza. I'm not saying a Guzman, I'm telling you a Gemara. The Gemara Sanhedrin in Chasma Bay. So Omer Chanina Hasoita Loyer Shal Yisrael. If somebody passes Yenim and Panim, he will Soita Loyer Shal Shchina. And the Gemara brings a Pasuk. So how do we go ahead and Mitzayin HaChayid? How do we give Yidi Yachmas Nefesh? We're not giving a Yid, we're passing the Abish to have Yachim and Panim. Because the Teretz of Bayas is a joke. It's a vart, it's an aveira, but we don't realize the gaila koicha shel busa. There's nothing that's more hefach at Tzayin Yisbarach than when Tzanach Agid had tzar. And this, Avaisa, is a little, a teepish, believe me, a teepish Shebayam of the Chazal and I found of that say this Nekuda. And I have no time to be Mayach now, but you look in the Parsim Mishpatim, how the Torah talks about if somebody gives Nachayid, Amon of Yasim, which Rashi titles is lav dafka with any nefesh umlo. And the pasuk here is mishunidik l'shoyin is a pasuk in the Torah. It's all the same move on, because there's nothing more. You look at the Gemara about Matzia and Ches. How the Gemara speaks about Inos Tvarim ployayit kol asharim no luchot misharei no and Hakadosh Baruch Hu va'atma yiznoikim aganta omer Gemara and Ches mebeis. And the Hezbollah diet is all the same Hezbollah, because there's nothing that Hezbollah is saying is barach more than Nachayid Hetzar. Because then the Shechina tries a race kaviyachol kaleini miroisi kaleini mizroyos. The diet is of the Gemara Yom we mentioned. But only by one aveir do we see kaviyachol. The Rebbeinu Shlom has a tsar kaviyachol, a personal tsar, a tsar that the pasuk says v'chora api v'arati yeschem v'hayu l'seichem amoneis u'b'neichem yisaynim. Only by one aveir do we see such a mesunadika oynis on kamagdoy l'kaychus abusa. Only by one aveira is kilu loyet sight of a loyet al Kadosh Baruch Hu. Only by one aveira do we see that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah of even of a rasha, kolskein of a tzaddik. Because when somebody's mitzvah in a chayiv, he's doing heibach etzayin yisbarach. He's doing the opposite of a chesed yibana. He's doing the opposite of the oivim zelazer. And that's why that's the aveira kaviyachol gemersom kenish leiden. Other aveiras he tepid me, I'm moichu yet for 70 years. But when you mitzvah na chayid, that gedoy lo koycha shabusha, oy yidos keferlach, oy am I mitzvah, oy do I try kaleini mizraye, and that I can be moichel. That's the Hezbollah, why this aveir is worse than the other gimel chamurit. And the fizet musbi the gemara in Bava Kam and Shabbos together. If we see that the Rebbeinu Shlom Kaviyachol says kaleini mizraye, I can't even look when a rasha, when a mechayev misa who's dead already, I can't look at his tsar. So can you imagine how much tsar the Rebbeinu Shlom has when Kaviyachol, he has to be mitzayin achayit, when he has to give the agvas nefesh? If the Rebbeinu Shlom cannot find manucha when a rasha who's dead already suffers, so how bad will you saw a person forces the Eibishta to punish achayit? The Rebbeinu Shlom made a belt on chesed yibana, and you're forcing me to do what? To hurt nachayit? And a chanami he did a ches. But look what you're doing to me. You're being moited in Shemai Mechaveri. You're telling me go punish that person. And as I talk of a chore api or api, I have to do it. But you're doing something that's so hateful my rotten. And it's such a dove and moit my oid. That's why the daiti ay machmis and oit and mechachel 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 mechachel. Look what you're doing to me. Kaviyachel. By a rasha I can't define manucha. So I have to go give Yenem a tsar. And that's the chet of Moses in Shemaya Machaveyoi. And it's Moses in the Rashi. Rashi talking about a Kama brings the pasuk of a Chara Api Varakti Eschem. And that's the Emes Alamnus in this site. Because he is making the Moses a Matzar, Kaviyachal. He's making the Moses do Hebrach at Sinai. And the Moses, it's already chet of. It's already meisa muta lefaneinu. We have to start living with our chesed. We have to start thinking about the meisa muta lefaneinu. And if we see such a great echa, if we see that 97% of our brothers and sisters don't know what an aleph is, then we have to cry out, echa, echa, how could this be? Look at the churban hameinu. Look at the churban toyaseinu. Aber nachmeh, we have to ask ourselves very, very seriously, Ah Yeko, where are we? Where are we? What are we doing? And if we're looking for a tikkun, believe me, the tikkun has to be in the inya of this inya of Kamagdolas Kayachis Albusa. Because if those are various brought to Golis, those tikkunim are going to bring the Gaula. I want to tell you a machshava. I really didn't want to say it here tonight. It hurts me to say it, but I'm going to tell it to you anyhow because it has a tayelis. And maybe if I'll be zoicha, so next day I won't have to say it. Für mich zum Gehen ja Schuss, ein gewaltiges Schuss, to spend my years here, when I'm back in Kaddish, and during the winter I'm in Yeshiva Baruch Hashem. And very, sometimes I have this Schuss to speak to Bachem, and I'm only telling me what bothers them. And I once came to a very, very tragic conclusion. I once came to a Achlota that gave me a Maridah Gant Mishnesis. Sometimes the Bach has a problem in learning. It's very sad. He has a problem, Mishpacha problem, it's very sad. He has a Gazun problem, it's very sad. But you know what's really sad? You know what really hurts me? That I think I could say, Roy, if not more than Ruva the Ruba, of every problem a Bacha has, is because somebody else caused him that time. It's because somebody else that gave him in Levin. And that's really sad. That's heartbreaking. You think to yourself, isn't it hard enough to live in Golis? Don't we have enough tzaris? Isn't it hard enough living like a seb and sivim ze'evim? Don't we feel enough to sinas goyim al Yisrael? So why do we make our own tzaris? Why is it that rove of our tzaris is the tzaris we make one another? Isn't that terrible? Isn't that heartbreaking? Don't we have enough tzaris? Why do we make our own? And this all comes because we forget Tamgdoyla Koycha Shabusha. We forget it's a Ritzicha. A Shavod is not a Shavod, it's a Ritzicha. And it's also 2,000 years in Golis. A Rebbe Zangezon once told me, and I never saw him in such a tzar and agbas nefesh, and he said, today you should know, the fire of Solombay is burnt. And you know what it all comes because of? It all comes because of the wrong word. And maybe some of you are young, and you know what I mean, and it sounds chiddushik, but you get older, you'll see, Ados is Aza Emes. A person walks around that the biggest enemy could be her own husband. That's the side that a person gets, because the other person does not know Kamagdorila Koycha Shabusa. Because you don't know how to control the word, you don't know how to think what to say, what not to say. And I once wondered, almost every month when the Rebbe Zangezon speaks in the Beis Medrash, and very often he speaks about Shalom Bayis and Azalei Chazachim, and I look around to a lot of younger Bachim, 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 17-year-olds, why is now the time? And then the Maisam gave me the answer. I was speaking to a younger man, and he told me he had problems with Shalom Bayis, I could help him. So I had already a chus what the problem was, because I know him. So I started talking to him, asking him, you know, so then he tells me, Kamat, he was a Kamamish, he was Maiden Ganson. He said, the problem is, I can't control my mouth. I say the wrong things. So I asked him, Ellie, if you know what the problem is, why don't you just stop it? What are you coming to me for? So he told me, I'll never forget it, I can't help it. I can't help it. He's used to saying what he wants to say. And even when in Yeshiva days, when he had no Nisayim, he said what he wanted to say. And now when I get angry, and I want to say something, I can't control myself. It's not shy. And I realize it's chapter and sister and heichan advar magian. At heichan we make our own tzaris because we don't know kamagdayla koycha shabusha. That a person knows what his problem is, but he can't control himself. And it's not a chiddush, you should know. It's not a chiddush at all, because a person now, for a good joke, he'll throw away his olam hava. If for now he'll throw away Yenim's lev and he'll make it a tzichas in a keres. So later when he has the Nisayin and has to brent in a makas, then he's going to learn Mesil Shisayim. Then he's going to learn what it means Gaich Kaich Shabusha. Then it's much too late. Now in these years when you don't have the Nisayin like you do then, now you have to train yourself what it means Kaich Shabusha. And especially in Yoni Diva, especially because the fire of Shalom Bayis brent and it's all because of the wrong words. To realize a Shavuot is not a Shavuot, it's 2,000 years of Golis. You're patching Kavyachov Yevist in Parmaran. And Iha Gevin, I could say I see this, pack only here, but it's enough to hurt me. So much Tzaris is this, you say. The only Eitzah is the Eitzah of Yisrael says, Lachsoy Vesatiyelet Shavitvarev Koidim Shidaveh. Before you say something, think, what am I doing? Am I giving Yenim a tzad that's like a tzicha? Am I getting what Chazal promised, Chas v'Shalom, Before you say something, think what it's going to hurt the enemy, how much it's going to hurt the enemy. And if that doesn't help, so I'll give you a different answer. Then be selfish. And think, Chas V'Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shlom Zok Tzu, by Einor HaTzvorim, V'chor Api, V'rakti Yeshchem, Agan Shalista from the Avalanchim. That the Rebbeinu Shlom Zok Tzu, Kamagdoyla Koychus Abush, I won't forget what you do. I won't forget what you say. And if it doesn't help, Tracht me from Yenim, so Tracht from Zich. Now this one, Tarek Vayor writes a beautiful lesson. Lahargil Lachsoy Ulis Yasev Term Kol Diba Ulis Tzayet Yayeta Toiv Koyra Al Tidaba Hashem Roya. That's the story. Stop and think before you talk. Am I becoming a Reseach? Am I hurting Yenim's feeling odd today that he mamis could sit at night and cry because of me? Am I making Chas V'Shalom the Rebbeinu Shlom cry? Am I making Chas V'Shalom Kaleini Miroish Kaleini Mizroya? This has to be the machshava of these days that to take us against the Yor. To start realizing Kamagdoyle Koicha Shel Busha. But to start realizing what it means to will Soita Aloyish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you're playing with fire. I don't mean a person should not talk, but a person should think before he talks. Think what a word is. A word is not a word. A word is 2,000 years of galus. A word is not a word. It's a doiris of tzaris from the Zer Yishmael. And this has to be the machshava. When we see as a grace Eicha, we have to start thinking about that Yekha. What am I doing to end this Gaulus? What am I doing to bring the Geula? I want to be the same with the Gemara, the Sanhedrin, the Tzadik Chesed, the Beis. The Beshua Ben Levi met Mashiach Tzitkenu at the Gemara. And he said, "La'emas osimar, as Mashiach Tzitkenu, when are you going to come?" Amalei hayoyim. Mashiach told him, "I'm coming today." So the Gemara says he waited, and Mashiach didn't come. So Amalei sekuri k'mashakibi. He told by his people that were there, the Mashiach lied to me. He said he's coming today, and he didn't come today. So they said, "Amalei, you didn't understand what he meant." Hachi amalach. Hayoyim in the Kailei Tishmo. He's going to come when the Kailei Tishmo. Then he's going to come Hayoyim. Rabbi say, what is the Kailei Tishmo? What is the Kailei Hashem that we have to listen to bring Messiah? What is that Kailei Hashem? I'll tell you. The Kailei Hashem is to Oyevim Zeh Zeh Umechabdim Zeh Zeh. The Kailei Hashem is Oyelam Chesed Yivonah. Nis to Messiah Zayin. Kam the Kailei Kailei Shabusha. That's the Kailei Hashem we have to listening to. If he even says, there is the real Ratzon Hashem. Tishabav this year is already a Nitcha. Chazal tell us in other Zachin, Hayel v'Nitcha Nitcha li'olam. Let's hope that this Tishabav will see the keem of that. That Hayel v'Nitcha is to be Nitcha li'olam. And hopefully it will start trachting of Koychus El Busha. It will start trachting of the Oyevim Zeh Zeh. So maybe this Tishabav, Havaleinu L'Toiva, will see the keem of our Tfilah. That this Tishba will be in Hefach, Me'eva Liyantiv, Me'feil Liyargodel, Me'shibu Dugula, Hashta Bagoz Vankarev, Amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.